it says in Aloche the Aviya Ben, the Sandek, the Moro. It doesn't even mention the baby, but.
When is this last night? Wednesday the 13th of May, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, davening early, Shavuos and all year round.
The halachos of Shavuos in comparison with the halachos of Pesach or the halachos of Sukkot are relatively few. Pesach has the old sect of Gomorrah, so the Sukkah, so the Sukkot. Shulchan Aruch, the halachos of Pesach take up a huge amount of Shulchan Aruch, over 60 simonim. The halachos of Sukkot don't fall so far behind. The halachos of Shavuos are one simon, Tov Tzadik Dalet. The simon is included in Hilchos Pesach and is titled the times of davening, the halachos of davening on Shavuos. Tfilis, so it's relatively limited in halacha, but nevertheless, there are a couple of halachos which are unique to Shavuos, and I want to focus on one of them. That's the halacha that for us here in London we actually feel it quite strongly. The davening late, the first night of Shavuos. The Taz says in Shulchan Aruch that the first night of Shavuos, Ma'achron is Palel, you're supposed to daven Ma'ariv late. So whereas in Eretz Yisrael, for example, this halacha isn't felt so strongly, most people probably daven late every night of the year, including Shabbos and Yom Tov. Over here, where most people daven early, at least on Shabbos and Yom Tov, daven Ma'ariv early on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so we feel very strongly this halacha of Shavuos, suddenly the minig is to daven, or the Zechiev, perhaps, as we'll see, to daven late. This year it's not so relevant because Shavuos is Motzei Shabbos. However, I thought it's an opportunity to discuss the exception to the rule, the night of Shavuos in general, and more. What I want the focus of the Shir to be more than the exception to the rule is discuss the rule itself. The rule itself, how it works generally during the year. This is something that we encounter every day. Some people daven Ma'ariv early every day. Some people daven late every day, and I wanted to explain a little bit the yesodness of the halacha, explain the development of the halacha, what are the different options, what are the ways to do it, and what the advantages of one way over the other. And I'll begin with the ma'adim, that I'm not coming to tell you to change your minute, the way you do it, rather to give a bit of an understanding of the different ways of doing it, and the advantages or the basis in halacha for the different options. And in fact, it's interesting, specifically in this inyan of davening Ma'ariv early, there is a tremendous, we see the minhag plays a tremendous role, a very important role. The very first tshuva in the Sefer Trumas Adeshen, which is one of the yesodos of halacha, Stroll Isselin or a tshuva sefer, it's different to most tshuvas forum in the sense that it's not a real. Not real shyness that were asked to him, rather he made the questions and then he wrote the answers, probably to make it more engaging. So you write a question and then he sometimes even says, the style is as if the questions were not written by him, to the extent he sometimes says, in the question you weren't clear if this happened or that happened, or if it's like this, etc. But the fact that he made the questions maybe perhaps gives it more importance, more relevance, that this is the first shayla he decided to place in the Sefer, the Trumas Adeshen, and he writes that the minhag is in our countries, people daven Ma'ariv very early, and he says 3 or 4 hours before night. And the shayla is, how can we justify this? 3 or 4 hours before night, Pashtus, however you learn the sugya, there's no way, according to the din of the Gemara, that you can daven Ma'ariv before Plaga Mincha. Yeah, Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before night. The hour and a quarter can sometimes be stretched a little longer because it's Shoyes Manios. We're dividing the day into 12 parts. So in the summer days where the days are longer, an hour is longer. So an hour and a quarter could be stretched to 2 hours, whatever it is. But 3 or 4 hours before night is out of the question. And he's trying to be Miyash of the Minhag. And he doesn't really find any real Yishu for the Minhag. In other words, he's not able to base the Minhag in Halacha. And nevertheless, he says that since this is the minhag in Limchos, you should not protest. And he discusses whether you should go with it or you should daven yourself. He brings over there a story of a certain, he says he heard when he was in yeshiva, a certain city, where they would daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos night. And after Ma'ariv, they would have a suda, and then they would go for a walk on the bank of the river, Dunai, and then they would come home, and it was still daytime. So he says, and again he says, what is the excuse for this? I don't know, but nevertheless, we see this was the minute. It seems the earlier poskim were relatively makel with the time of davening. So we see with this halacha, there's a lot of room. The minute played a tremendous role to the extent that even when it's difficult, almost impossible to justify something halachically, still the poskim seem to say to some extent to follow the minute. Just point out another interesting discussion as far as the time for Ma'ariv. It's actually Dover Beitoy in the town of Worms in Vermeiser, in the Kilo Vermeiser. So they had a fast on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan they would fast because of the Xerus of Tov Tov Nun Vov of 1096, the Crusades. So they instituted a fast, which happened specifically in Vermeiser, Magenza, and Shir. So they instituted a fast on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and I think probably because it's a problem to fast on Rosh Chodesh, so the way they did the Tainus was they would fast only till after Mincha. And the Minhag was, this is recorded in the Tshuva Sefer Shmus Yaakov, which is a very important Tshuva Sefer. It's the Rabbi Yaakov Risha, the author of the Chok Yaakov, Teres HaShlomim, very important Sfarim Halacha. So he writes there that the Minhag is that when Rosh Chodesh Sivan would fall on Erev Shabbos, so they would fast until Mincha, Daven Mincha, right away Daven Ma'ariv, a couple of hours before night, and then they'd make a Suda Shabbos in order to break the fast during the day, but this was with Kiddush, after Ma'ariv, middle of the day. And he goes and screams that this is totally out of the question, this doesn't work, there's no halachic justification for such a practice. He says, he goes on to say that I've heard that in the previous generations, the Rabbonim tried to stop this and tried to... And Loyola Biyodim, they didn't succeed, because the people of the place said, this is an old minig, this minig is very old, it's from Tov Tov Nun Vov, from 1096, we've been doing it hundreds of years, you can't come and say it's wrong. And they brought the Gemara, that says, minig mevatel halacha, sometimes a minig can undo a halacha. And he says, nevertheless, I'm going to write a tshuva and try and explain why it's wrong, and it has to be changed. And he also says something interesting, he says, although those who preceded me didn't succeed in changing the minig, maybe I will, because Yaakov, Tikkun Tfilas Arvis, Yaakov instituted Ma'ariv, and his name was Yaakov Risha, so maybe I'll be able to reinstitute Ma'ariv in the right time. And he has a tshuva there explaining why there's absolutely no justification and they have to change the minhag. He also goes into the discussion, the very discussion of when do we say that the minhag can undo a halacha, and when don't we say so, when do we say minhag is the same letters as Gehenim, and a minhag has to be changed. So he goes into the discussion there, and he actually says, we've got to change the minhag. What's interesting is the Pnei Yeshua in his Pirush on Gemara, in Gemara and Brochus, which discusses the times of davening, he goes and quotes this Shmos Yaakov and says, on the contrary, if this is the minhag, we have to find a yeshuv. We have to find a way of explaining the minhag. And he goes and explains the Mahalach in the Gemara, a way to learn the Gemara that we can fit in this minhag as well. So again, we see in this Noisa, in this subject, The minhag played a lot of room. So once again, I'm not coming to change the minhag, whichever way you do it, rather to explain the different things from the Makoros in the Gemara. I'll begin with, this obviously begins with the Mishnah in Tfilas HaShachar, the first Mishnah, Peridala of Brochus, so we have the famous Machloikos of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon. They argue about the time to davening. The first Mishnah is discussing the Zmanik Tfilah. So they argue about Shacharis, Chom Zekul Chatzois, and Rabbi Yehuda says, the Shacharis is till Arba Shois, till 4 hours into the day, which we call Tzoyis Mantfila. And the Mincha, Rabbi Huda says, the Chachamim say you can daven Mincha until Adar Erev, until evening you can daven Mincha. And Rabbi Huda argues and says, Ad Plag HaMincha. The time for Mincha is only until Plag HaMincha. So once again, Plag HaMincha is 75 minutes before night. So according to Rabbanon, it's Mincha till night, and then begins Ma'ariv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha is till Plag HaMincha, and then after Plag HaMincha begins the time for Ma'ariv. So that's another discussion whether Erev means night or Shkia, Machlokes and Rishonim. I'll use the word night because I have to say one way or the other and not constantly confuse it. But that's correct, that some learn Shki as a Sofik and you can be Mekel and Rabbonon. Others, Rabbi Yonah says that since it's connected to the Tomid, the Kravos of Tomid, you can only be until Shkia, so you have to also daven until Shkia. So that's another discussion whether you can daven until Shkia or till Nacht. And the points can generally certainly all say it's better to daven before Shkia. But either way, Shkia being night, a Sofik night, or whatever it is. So either way, the Rabbanon say, till night you can daven mincha, and then begins Ma'ariv. Rabbi Huda says, till plaga mincha, you can daven mincha, and then begins Ma'ariv. How are we paskin? So the Gemara says, the mincha, what's the halacha? And the Gemara brings a midir Rav, tzoli, shal Shabbos, be'erev Shabbos. Rav used to daven Friday night, he would daven the Shabbos davening on erev Shabbos before night. So Shmami no, so from here you can see, from the fact that Rav davened on erev Shabbos early, Ma'ariv early, you see that halacha is Rabbi Huda. That the time for Ma'ariv is early. Comes on the other hand, the Gemara says, Adarab, on the contrary, Midrab Huna Rabbonon, Makul Rabbonon, Matzli, Shel, Shabbos, they would wait Ad Urt until night, since the Rabbun and the other rabbis would wait until night to daven Ma'ariv. So you see that we pass away the Chachomim. You have to daven by night, and as the Tzlach explains, because if you could daven earlier, then they certainly would daven earlier, because you want to daven, you want to bring in Shabbos as early as possible. So then the Gemara is Messiah with an interesting psak. There's other examples, but it's relatively an exception. Hashtag the Itmer Hilksa, the Loikamar, the Loikamar. Now that Halacha wasn't clearly stated, not like Buddha, and not like Rabbonon, the Ovid Kamar of it, or the Ovid Kamar of it. If you do like Rabbonon, if you follow Rabbonon, you're fine. You follow Rabbi Huda, you're fine. You can choose. You can choose whether you want to paskin like Rabbi Huda, who says that Mincha is till Plaga Mincha, and then Ma'ariv, or you can choose to follow the opinion of the Rabbanon, that Mincha is till night, and then begins Ma'ariv. So that's the Gemara, and that is the way the Halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. Interesting, the Mechaber himself brings the opinions, the names of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim will argue, and he says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Mincha till plaga Mincha, followed by Ma'ariv. According to Rabbanon, night, till night you daven Mincha, followed by Ma'ariv, and you can choose which way you want to follow. And then the Mechaber says, in Shulchan Aruch, and this is taken from the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah, Roi Rishonim, most Rishonim say go with this opinion, that this doesn't mean that every day you can choose. One day I'll do like Rabbanon, and do Mincha until night, just a little bit before Shkia, let's say, and tomorrow I'll do like Rabbi Yehuda, and daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. You can't do that. Because then you have trade colors to Sasri Adodi. You're contradicting yourself. On Tuesday you went with Rabbanon, on Wednesday you go with Rabbi Yehuda, on Thursday again with Rabbanon. That's not an option. Say the Rishonim, Rosh, Rabbi Yehuda, and again that's the way that Halacha is paskin in Shulchan Aruch. You can't do that. Rather, you have to always follow either Rabbi Yehuda or always follow either Rabbanon. Now, I'm not sure what the I imagine there's people who are less familiar with the sugya wondering, 1 minute, but we do this. We sometimes have a mincha late, sometimes have a ma'ariv early, so we'll get to that in just a moment. But before that, I just want to point out that the pshat in Shulchan Aruch that says you have to always do one way or the other way, I'm not sure what the pshat is. Maybe somebody can help me. In other words, what does it mean always one way, always another way? If I've done once in my life like Rabbi Yehuda, that's it, the rest of my life I have to follow Rabbi Yehuda. When as a bar mitzvah boy, I once daven ma'ariv early, so now I can never daven mincha late. Or I once daven mincha late, so never in my entire life can I daven ma'ariv early. That sounds out of the question. Sounds out of the question. On the other hand, they say clearly, you can't one day paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the next day follow Rabbanon. So what is the balance? What does it mean I have to always go with one opinion? How long is always? I'm not sure exactly how to understand it. But either way, it certainly means you can't do one day like this or one day like that. And the occasion is also not 1 week like this and 1 week like that.
Occasionally. Occasionally, not irregular.
Right. So maybe once every couple of months you can change, but it would have to have some sort of get there of how often. And this has a major ramification for summer, winter, for some people who would want to change. Right. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues. People are probably wondering that how come we... During the week in Shabbos, also so far wouldn't be an option. I'm aware that I'm raising lots of questions. This is the halacha, the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Now, many people, here in Golders Green and in places like London, and the truth is all over the world, even in Israel, people who do like this, daven every day, mincha, and right away they do ma'ariv, and they're contradicting themselves. They daven mincha after plaga mincha, so that means they're following the Rabbanon, and then they go daven ma'ariv before night, which is following Rabbi Yehuda. So not only contradicting the Monday is contradicting the Tuesday, but Monday is contradicting itself. The same day they contradict themselves. This is the minhag, a minhag Rav Achas. Many people do it this way. So This essentially is coming from. Let me point out. This minhag is an old minhag, and the minhag started in the times of the Rishonim, and the Rishonim struggle with this. How come? It doesn't seem to fit with the Gemara. When the Gemara says the Ovid Kamara Ovid, if you could do either way, it means you have to choose one way or the other. You can't contradict yourself the same day. They say it's like the Gemara in Erevin, which discusses you can't do two kulas which contradict each other. So they say that we follow here Rabbeinu Tam that says B'tfilah Kilu. I'll try and briefly say Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, they're referring to Rabbeinu Tam, the very first Machloikas in Shas. The very first Mishnah in Shas discusses the time for Kriya Shema by night. And it says that the time for Kriya Shema is Mishosh HaKayinim Klosin Lechob Tromoson. It's from night. Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, you have to do it at night. And Rashi, on the first Gemara, the first question in Rashi in all of Shas, Rashi says, how come we daven Ma'ariv early in Shul? You daven Ma'ariv, we do Shema, and it's still not night, it's not the time. So Rashi says we rely on Kriya Shema Shalamito. We rely on the Shema that you're going to be doing later. Before you go to bed, you're going to say Shema. And that's the Ikra Shema, that's the Shema that you hear to the Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Says, Rabbeinu Tam, what do you mean? It's without brachas, you don't do the brachas Kriya Shema then. And he doesn't like, there's a list of questions which we won't go through, but he doesn't like the opinion of Rashi, and the Rabbeinu Tam says that the Ikra Kriya Shema is the Kriya Shema you do early. How could it be? The Mishnah says that you have to do Kriya Shema late. He says the Mishnah is called Rabbonah. We follow Rabbi Yehuda. And from Plaga Mincha is night, and you can do Kriya Shema Shalamito. You can do Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. You can do Kriya Shema at night. From Plaga Mincha. Now we don't paskin like this Rabbeinu Tam. But there's a certain point in Rabbeinu Tam that we do follow. In other words, if we daven Ma'ariv early, you should daven say Shema again at night. Or at least rely on the Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. But there is a certain point in Rabbeinu Tam that we do follow. Rabbeinu Tam then asks, if we're saying it's night, and that's why you're doing Kriya Shema, how can you have a mincha then? So they would have a mincha then as well, like we do, like many people do. So he says, B'tfilah Kilo, since tefillah is only a drabonon, so they were made to contradict yourself with tefillah, although the posht of Shat in the Gemara, the posht aloch of Medina the Gemara is you should not contradict yourself, nevertheless, the minhag is to be made. And for tefillah, you can contradict yourself. So, the Rosh argues this Rabbeinu Tam, and in a similar issue with Gimel Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef brings the shit of the Rosh, that you can't contradict yourself, and he says, nevertheless, the minhag is to follow Rabbeinu Tam, and to contradict yourself, and to daven the same day Mincha, and then Ma'ariv, and do Tarati the Sasri, two things that contradict each other. That's the minhag to follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that since it's only Midrabanan, you can do it, because it's a Shas HaDchak, because it's a pressing situation. Why is it a Shas HaDchak? So we say, because if you're going to get people to come to shul twice is very difficult. People, especially certainly in the olden days, people come to shul twice was difficult. So b'meila, if you daven mincha, then it would make a later minyan for Ma'ariv, people won't come. So they say people are going to miss the Kadeshim. And they point out that some people won't daven Ma'ariv at all. So it's a Shas HaDchak, so therefore b'tfilah. When you're davening with a minyan, we were matir to do a mincha followed by Ma'ariv. Let me just point out something that it's important to be aware of. That this heter of doing Tarati the Sasri for Shas HaDchak is only if you're davening with a minyan. If you're davening with a minyan, then the Rishonim were matir to Shas HaDchak. It's difficult, so they allow the minyan to do mincha and then Ma'ariv, and if you're davening with a minyan, then you're fine. However, if you're davening by Yechidus, if you're davening at home, there is l'choyre no heter to do mincha, or since we do mincha every day until evening, there would be no heter to do Ma'ariv early. If you're davening at home, you have to daven Ma'ariv bizman. Unless, perhaps, you have your own Shas HaDchak. If you are aware, you're going to fall asleep and you're not going to daven Ma'ariv. So again, that might be called a Shas HaDchak. But if you don't, if you're able to daven on time, if you're able to daven bismanoi, when you're davening by Yechidus, you have to daven bismanoi. There is no heter to daven Ma'ariv early. When you daven with a minion, there the Chomim were, the Rishonim were Mekel, and allowed us to daven two things that contradict each other. Now, that is as far as the week is concerned. Comes Erev Shabbos, it all works a little different. But let me just quickly sum up what we've had so far. We pointed out there's two opinions in the Mishnah. You have Rabbi Yehuda and you have Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mincha till Plaga Mincha, followed by Ma'ariv. Rabbanan say, Mincha till night, and then begins Ma'ariv. The Gemara says you can follow either the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan. But that means you have to do always Rabbi Yehuda or always the Rabbanan. Come to the Rishonim and say, if you want to, you can be Mekel. Now this is a kula, this is a heter, this is not the ideal way of doing it, but they allowed, and that became the minhag, that's the custom, to be mekel, and daven, tarati, the sasri, do two things that contradict each other, even on the same day, if you're davening with a minhag. Erev Shabbos says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samach Zayin that Noyagin the Minig is to daven early. And the Morgan of Rome struggles. What does this mean? How does this work? What do you mean the Minig is to daven early? If you're talking about somebody who every day follows Rabbi Yehuda and davens early, so every day you daven early. But the Shulchan Aruch is clear that's not what he's talking about. He says you daven earlier than the weekday. Even if in the weekday you daven after night, on Erev Shabbos you can daven Ma'ariv early. No, you can. So the implication is you should. No, again, that's the minute. Specifically daven early. So what's pshat in this minute? What's the... So the Morgan Avraham struggles with it and he goes through the Rishonim. It's a long piece of Morgan Avraham. But he'll take the piece which I believe is the Nekuda, the point of the answer. And he brings a Mordechai. That although I've said that the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Rabbeinu Yonah say that you can't contradict a Monday to a Tuesday, he says according to the Mordechai says clearly, when we say you can do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, it means you can do one day Rabbi Yehuda and the next day Rabbanon. You can't contradict the same day, but you can contradict yesterday. So you can daven every day of the week, Ma'ariv late, and then a mincha till night, and then Erev Shabbos, you can daven Ma'ariv before night. That's what the Mordechai would hold. The same thing on a Monday night. Any night of the week you can choose. You can't the same day contradict yourself, you can't contradict one day to the next. That's the opinion of Mordechai. And he says the minhag is to rely on the Mordechai for Erev Shabbos. And he doesn't clearly say why that's the minhag, but that's the point. On Erev Shabbos, we're relying on the Mordechai. The Achronim, Poskim, Rav, Mishapur, etc. have different ways of explaining it, but it's along the lines as follows. That on Erev Shabbos, there's a maila, there's an advantage to daven early, because when you daven early, you're mekabel Shabbos early. And the Bach points out that even though you could be Mekabel Shabbos alone, theoretically, but there's an inyan to be Mekabel Shabbos, everybody together, in shul, all the same time, so you want the whole Kehillah to be Mekabel Shabbos early, so therefore it's not just a question of you're being makel to daven early, there's a mailer to daven early, there's an advantage to daven Erev Shabbos early, because that's the way to be Mekabel Shabbos early in the best way. And therefore, on Erev Shabbos, the minhag is to rely on the Mordechai. And say I can contradict what I did yesterday and the day before. And the Morgan of Rome goes on to say that since the whole reason you daven in Shabbos, Erev Shabbos early, is because you're relying on the Mordechai, you can't daven Mincha on Friday after Plaga Mincha. If you daven Mincha on Friday after Plaga Mincha, then you don't have the Mordechai either. You're stuck. So that's no good. Now, people are going to ask, well, some people do that. The answer is, the people who do that, that's because they do that every day of the week as well. The people who daven Mincha early, Mincha after Plaga Mincha, and Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos, they're relying on the general kula that we allow you to do Tarat Yedis Hasri to contradict yourself to make it easier for you. That's relying on the Heter. The Mogen Avraham is discussing if you don't want to rely on the Heter, you want to be a Machmir. You want to daven Mincha early and daven Ma'ariv late every day of the year because you don't want to contradict yourself. Nevertheless, even if you're a Machmir, even if you're doing things carefully, then on Erev Shabbos, the minhag would be to daven Ma'ariv early and contradict what you did yesterday, because the gain outweighs the loss, so that would be the best way to do it. But don't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, because then the gain wouldn't outweigh the loss. The bringing in Shabbos early wouldn't outweigh doing two contradictory things on the same day. So that you shouldn't do, unless you want to rely on the general heter. Yeah, so once again, if you want to do it the best way, so since we're following Rabbonon and doing mincha every day till night, so Ma'ariv you're going to have to do after night, that's during the week. On Erev Shabbos, if you've done Mincha on Erev Shabbos before Plaga Mincha, you can then do Ma'ariv L'chatchila after Plaga Mincha, before night, and that's the best, that's a choice way to do it. Although there are those who have a minhag specifically daven late, and that's the way we do it in Lubavitch, that was the minhag of the Arizal. The Magen Avraham himself says that the Arizal would daven Ma'ariv late even on Erev Shabbos. But nevertheless, the halacha, the general approach in halacha is that on Erev Shabbos there's an inyan specifically to daven Ma'ariv early. So that's what you're doing the choice way. If you go in the kula, then you can do Tarat Yedis Hasri, you can contradict yourself any day of the week, and that is relying on the kula that Rishonim say is difficult to bring people to shul twice, and therefore you can do that. Now, moving on to Shavuos. Shavuos, the Taz says in the first night of Shavuos, we daven late. And the truth is, this sugya is a very strange sugya, if I may say so. It's strange for a number of reasons. First of all, the Taz says you daven Ma'ariv late. The Morgan of Rome says you make Kiddush late. The Taz doesn't mention Kiddush. The Morgan of Rome doesn't mention Ma'ariv. In the Mekoros, which are the Shalom, the Masses Binyamin, they say to make Kiddush late, not to daven Ma'ariv late. Not only that, the Shalom says, and Ma'ariv, there's no issue to daven early. Ma'ariv, you can daven early. So the Mocker of the Din clearly says, the Shalom brings in the name of the Mashal, the name of the Shua Folk. He clearly says that the Inyan is only for Kiddush, and he goes and explains why it's not for Ma'ariv. Maybe I should say, I'm just taking it for granted, the reason for this Inyan specifically daven late for the night of Shavuos is because the Torah says Sheva Shabbos is Pnimas Tiena, the week the Sfiras Omer is supposed to be 7 complete weeks, and if you daven Ma'ariv early, they say, or according to others, if you make Kiddush early, you're cutting off the 7 weeks, you don't have 7 complete weeks. So we have over here, it's a little strange that one says one way, one says the other way, but to me what's strangest about this whole halacha is why is there no earlier mention in the Shalom, the Talmidim of the Ramah, Masv Yom and the Ramah, that's the first mention of this halacha. L'choira, if this is the halacha, if there's an Issa or a Chiyuv to daven Ma'ariv late, an Issa to daven early, it should be a Gemara. The Gemara discusses davening Ma'ariv early. It should be a Gemara, it should be recorded in the Rishonim. In the fact, the Achronim have questions from the Rishonim that it's clear they don't follow this. So the question is, how did this minhag suddenly develop? And the clock, I'm fighting against the clock. And a shiur all about times doesn't really make sense to not to keep the time. But I'll try and say the kitzur in a kudda, which is a chiddush, but perhaps a way to understand the minhag after we have the backdrop that we've explained the way it works the entire year. The svara is like this: that if you're davening mincha, if you're davening ma'ariv early every day of the year, so then perhaps you're allowed to daven ma'ariv because you follow Rabbi Yehuda, so then you're allowed to daven ma'ariv early on the night of Shavuos as well. That's the time for tefillah. That's the time for tefillah. Let me just make it clear. I'm giving a suggestion, which isn't necessarily the pashtus of halacha, but it's a suggestion to answer the different questions which I haven't had time to ask. So if you daven ma'ariv during the year, you follow Rabbi Yehuda, that's the time for ma'ariv. You can do it on Erev Shabbos as well, on Erev Shavuos as well. If you do every day Targi D'Sasri, you contradict yourself. So perhaps you can also do it on Erev Shavuos as well. Because you're going to tell me daven ma'ariv early, so I'm saying the 7 weeks cut themselves short. They don't cut themselves short. I mean, you're saying I'm pronouncing it tonight with Ma'ariv, I'm pronouncing it day with Mincha. So I'm pronouncing it day with Mincha, I'll pronounce it day with the 7 weeks. The 7 weeks will continue till night. My Ma'ariv is early, that's a contradiction. That's not making the whole picture fit in. I'm contradicting everything else. I'm saying Ma'ariv alone because it's a tefillah, and some say tefillah is Arvus Rishus. I'm going to contradict myself, I'm going to stick it in the wrong place. Okay, I'm relying on a kula to stick it in the wrong place. It doesn't in any way contradict anything. It can't undo the 7 weeks. Perhaps the halacha is only talking about somebody who's following the minhag to be machmir the entire week and daven ma'ariv early. He doesn't want to contradict himself. On Erev Shabbos, then he davens early. Why? Because there's an inyan to bring in Shabbos early. There's an inyan specifically to bring in Shabbos early. And he also doesn't, on Erev Shabbos, he davens mincha before plaga mincha. In other words, this person is pronouncing and saying that every day of the year I follow the opinion of the Rabbonim. And the night and the day finishes by night, not by plaga mincha. Today, on Erev Shavuos, on Erev Shabbos, I say today we're going to make it Rabbi Yehuda because it makes the day shorter, specifically. And I'm not going to contradict myself today. I want the day to be cut short. So this person who's following this ideal minhag of every day davening late, and then Erev Shabbos, davening early, because that's the most ideal way to do things. So him, Erev Shavuos, you shouldn't daven early. If you're trying to follow the ideal minhag, so Erev Shavuos, you'd have to daven late. Because you're contradicting the early Ma'ariv with the 7 weeks. Just like on Erev Shabbos, you don't want to contradict the early Ma'ariv with a late Mincha, because you're trying to do it the most ideal way, so do you Erev Shavuos, even if you have a Mincha early, it doesn't help you, because you have 7 complete weeks. If this word is right, which is a Chiddush, then it would come out that although there's an Inyan to daven Ma'ariv late on Erev Shavuos, that Inyan isn't more important than the Inyan to daven Ma'ariv late every day. If every day you do Targi D'Sasri, perhaps you can do it on Erev Shavuos as well. The Ikkar is, we should get caught up with the times of davening, but even more caught up with the davening itself. Have a good day. Okay.